Welcome everyone tonight to sheerenjoyment.com. We want to thank Jake Wyman for his efforts, for him being the host of this wonderful process activity, learning every night. We much respect and awe for his devoted dedication to sheerenjoyment.com. We also want to thank our sponsor, dedicating the sheer in honor of Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, Zeche. And may his neshama have an aliyah. And again, we thank the sponsor. I'd like to share with you a short word tonight. Tonight is Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Tonight, it's already Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. And during the time of in between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, it was a fast day that was just like Yom Kippur, like Tisha B'Av. They would fast at night and throughout the whole next day. After they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the requirement to fast at night is no longer. It's only a minhag to fast. It's a minhag. It's a very strong minhag. But we no longer fast at night. We only fast at night on Tisha B'Av. But we already feel the 17th day of Tammuz has arrived. And some people do not make weddings. Some do. There's a whole difference in opinion of what status the night has. But still, again, it does have some degree of Shiva Asa B'Tamuz tonight. Five things happen on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. Number one, the Luchos were shattered. Number two, they stopped bringing the Karban Tamid. And some say this took place during the Bayis Rishon, some say this took place during the Bayis Sheni, some period of time before, during the previous years, not at the year when the walls were breached, but they would have animals, and they ran out of animals. They would bribe the Romans, or different opinions to the Romans, during the second Beis HaMikdash, or was during the Avanim, during also the second Beis HaMikdash, or during the first Beis HaMikdash, who was perhaps during the Babylonians. And they would send down a collection of money, gold. And in exchange, they would hoist up two animals for to bring the carbon to me. Some point in time, the goyim realized they're not being successful because as long as Klal Yisrael brings the Talmud, they will not defeat them. And they sent up pigs. They sent up pigs instead of kvasim. And the pigs inserted their claws into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, it was a tragedy that the Talmud was bottled. After all the years of bringing the carbon, no longer was there a carbon, and no longer did Klal Yisrael get kapara. The third thing that happened on the Shavuos B'Tamuz is the walls were breached. The Chaimos Yerushalayim were breached. And the fifth thing that happened on Shavuos B'Tamuz is they put a tselem in the Heichel. This simply means during the time of Menasher, King Menasher, they put a tselem in the Heichel. Terrible tragedy to have an Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the fifth thing was Aspotinus, he served king, he burnt a Sefer Torah. Some say the Sefer Torah that he burned was a Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say it was a Sefer Torah of Ezra. And it was a terrible tragedy, the Sefer Torah. The tragedy was because Sefer Torah Chilkiyahu found once a Sefer Torah, and Yoshiyahu, it was an inspiration to rebuild for Klal Yisrael to do teshuvah, and the biggest teshuvah movement in Klal Yisrael occurred due to finding the Sefer Torah, and at this point the Sefer Torah was burnt. That same Sefer Torah which Chilkiyahu found, which inspired a generation to do teshuvah, and now that Sefer Torah was burnt. I'd like to discuss quickly the breaching of the wall. All the five things, the only one that really relates to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash is the breaching of the wall. They all relate. You all have some type of relationship to the Beis HaMikdash, but you know the Luchos were shattered and the Tamid stopped, but nothing really was directly related to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash other than the breaching of the wall. And we know that during the second Beis HaMikdash, Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, today, the Chaimos Yerushalayim were breached. But during the Bayis Rishon, in Sefer Yirmiyah, it says that the breaching of the walls of the Beis Hamikdash took place on Tes Tammuz, not on Yud Zayin Tammuz. It took place Tes Tammuz, 1 month before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So how do we understand this? Why then do we fast on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz and not Tes Tammuz, when in truth the wall was breached on the ninth day of Tammuz? So the Magen Avraham answers, being that it was breached both on Tes Tammuz for the first Beis Hamikdash and Yud Zayin B'Tammuz for the second Beis Hamikdash, what do we do? So really we should fast 2 days. Chazal did not require us to fast 2 days. It's too difficult to fast 2 days. So they decided we will fast the second day, because on the second day, which is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, we have also the other events which occurred, which was the Luchos and the Tamid and the burning of the Sefer Torah and the putting of the Avodah Zarah and the Heichal. Since on the Yud Zayin B'Tammuz so many other things happened, so they decided that we shall mourn on the second Beis Hamikdash, not the first Beis Hamikdash, even though seemingly it would be more appropriate to mourn on the first Beis Hamikdash. But it still, he says, that since the first Beis Hamikdash took place on the ninth day of Tammuz, it would be appropriate to fast both days. A Baal Nefesh should fast on the ninth day of Tammuz in commemoration of the Churban Bayis Rishon. The walls were breached on the ninth day of Tammuz in commemoration of the first Beis Hamikdash, and should fast again on the 17th day of Teves to commemorate the Churban Bayis Sheni. However, that's what it may say in the Bavli. In the Yerushalmi, it says an incredible answer, that in truth, really, during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, the walls were breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. And the reason why the Yirmiyahu wrote down the ninth day of Tammuz was because they lost track of time. There was a siege already for 3 years, 2.5 years, there was a siege. And the people were hungry, they were starving, they were exhausted, they were tormented. And due to confusion, the people lost track of time. Really, it was the 17th day of Tammuz. But Yirmiyahu wrote down in Sefer Yirmiyahu the ninth day of Tammuz to record the day that people thought that's when the Churban happened. It's an incredible answer. It says this in the Yerushalmi, and that's why it's recorded on the ninth day, only because they thought. Yirmiyahu went along with them, because since the people were already so much tsaros, and they believed it was on the ninth day, so he wrote down the ninth day of Tammuz. The only point I want to make is, it says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, in reference to calculating time, Kihi chokhmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Klal Yisrael is praised for their ability to calculate time like no other, none other. The Ibur Hashana, to know the different, the Zmanim, the sun and the moon, and the Moilad, the most complex mathematical calculation to determine time is something which is unique to Klal Yisrael in relation to the Ummah Yisraelim. The Ummah Yisraelim, they look at Klal Yisrael and they see their ability, their amazing ability to make these complex calculations to understand the solar system and our relationship to the sun and the moon, and to know to predict the dates. There is no competition. We are apart. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Kihi chokhmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim." We are unique, and Klal Yisrael here at the time of the Churban, they suffered enormous, enormous humiliation. Even the day, the calendar day of Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, even that, they made a mistake. They couldn't even, something which is something so simple, which is Certainly, the Ummah Sa'olim wouldn't make this mistake to make an error in Zaman. Even that, the Goyim, we made a mistake. We were humiliated from where we once used to be, the elite, and looked up to as the source of knowledge in reference to making these mathematical calculations, which was the most difficult thing to do. Only Klal Yisrael had the unique talent. Now, when the Churban Beis HaMikdash was unfolding before our eyes, we couldn't even make a simple calculation. We didn't know the calendar date that it's Tes, that it's Yud Tes, that it's Yud Zayin Tammuz, and not Tes B'Tammuz. That's part of the humiliation of the Churban. We have now 21 days. 21 days to Teshuvah. These 21 days correspond to the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and Zeh L'um HaZeh. There are 21 days of extreme joy. Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres Yemei Teshuvah, Yom Kippur, the 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Rishon hu lachem l'chodesh Hashan, Rishon hu lachem v'yom ha-Rishon, you shall take the Pri Tzadar, 7 days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah, 21 days of pure joy, doing Teshuvah, coming close to Hashem. And now we have 21 days where we focus on Churban, from the Mecha to Enu, Gulim, Zeh, L'uma, Zeh, especially this year. This year, the Tisha B'Av culminates the 21 days of between Aseres and Teshuvah, between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. When we come to the 21st day, which is Tisha B'Av, it corresponds to Simchas Torah, October 7th, the massacre. The horrendous, horrific events. 1,200 people were killed. Since then, we've lost approximately 300 of our best. And we are reliving this experience again. We are reliving the experience again during the Bein HaMitzarim, coming to that 21st day. And may we all do tshuva, and we should be zoiche to see 20 first day, which is Tisha B'Av Le'umas, which corresponds to days of Simcha, Yeshua, Nechama, Klal Yisrael, for all of us, and we all have an easy fast tomorrow, and likewise with Shabbos, and a meaningful 3 weeks, 3 weeks of meaningful Teshuvah. Chazal say that you can accomplish during these 3 weeks equivalent to what you accomplished during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zoicha to be witness to Geula, b'mehera, v'yameinu, Amen.